Congratulations, Mayor.
Good to serve in your tradition.
Well done, my man.
Current City Council member Steve Skadron received the news of his win in the room where he's spent many long evenings, City Council chambers. That's where the votes were tallied.
We do have to say there are 62 outstanding ballots.
Elections officials won't have the final official tally until the end of the week, but the unofficial results were enough for Skadron's opponent, Tory, to concede.
I'm very proud of what I did in the campaign. I'm very proud of my family and my friends and the campaign that we ran.
Skadron won the race with 52% of the vote. He says that's a tighter margin than he expected.
I'm curious if the appointment issue that's a result of this election weighed perhaps more importantly in people's minds than I expected it to.
Skadron's win happens in the middle of his second four-year term on City Council, so someone will replace him when he becomes mayor. Only instead of going to a vote, the City Council will choose his replacement. It's a process, Skadron says, that needs fixing.
One thing we learned from this election is that the system we have now perhaps is not the best one. So we'll need to reconsider what we have now so it doesn't happen again in the future.
There are other to-dos on Skadron's list. As mayor, he says one of the issues he'd like to focus on is the environment.
I think Aspen should be a local, regional, and national leader in all things environmental, and I'm going to push that. And on my campaign, I met some kind of leading thinkers, national-level leading thinkers, so I want to turn to, in addition to our talented city staff.
The first thing Skadron did after hearing the news was to call his mother. He says she cried after hearing that he won. Skadron will be sworn in as mayor on Monday. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Grivenen.